Hello, everybody. Welcome to Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn, your host here. And as you know, we talk a whole lot about a lot of different things. Today, as we're waiting on my partner, Keith Munson, he's on the road. He'll be heading here pretty soon. But we're going to talk with Brent Hall today, who I have met over the phone. We actually haven't met, but man, he has something exciting coming to our state in Louisville, Kentucky. And Brent, you and I have talked about it, buddy. Thanks for being on the show. But we've got an event, or you have an event, which you've graciously allowed me to be a part of, coming to Louisville in July. And tell me just a little bit about that, because I really can't wait.
Well, first of all, you're way too modest. This is just as much a thing that you've created as we've created. We're so excited that we've created the Bluegrass World Series that's going to take place July 30th through August 4th in Louisville, Kentucky, at Louisville Slugger Field, the home of the AAA affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. And we couldn't think of anybody better than you and Tom Browning and Ron Oster to be a part of this as our brain trust, if you will.
You got a lot of guts.
Like brother, where are thou?
You got a lot of nerve with the three of us getting involved.
Yeah, it's a great thing, Doug. I mean, and for all your listeners out there, it's a program that we've created that's going to really be fun for all baseball fans of all ages to be able to come out and celebrate baseball. We've got teams from the collegiate woodbat leagues from around the country that will be coming to Louisville to compete against the Louisville Stars. And the Louisville Stars is a group of former major league players.
Uh-oh.
And listen to this. They have a combined 68 major league all-star appearances,
wow,
20 World Series championships between them, and two of the members have been inducted into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. All of that talent will be coming to Louisville, Kentucky for fans to be able to watch them play and remember the glory days and be able to get autographs and really celebrate baseball.
Wow. So they're going to get a chance. The college kids then are going to have an opportunity. Will they play against each other or will they play against the pros?
Yeah, you know, it's an 8-team tournament, and it's going to be pool play Monday through Friday.
Uh-huh.
And so several of these teams will be competing on the field against the Stars. And what a great experience. I mean, for anyone who ever played baseball to get to face one of these guys that, you know, has the record and the pedigree that they're going to be seeing is a true measuring stick for these guys as they're on their journey to hopefully getting to where some of these guys were and to be able to get some tips from them and hang out with them. So I think it's going to be great for those teams that get to compete against the Louisville Stars and also for fans to be able to see them one more time.
All right. Now, don't get too excited, sports fans. At 67, I doubt I'll be out there playing too much. But
we're looking for a middle infielder. So you may get more time than you think. Your role might go from manager and coach to player, manager and coach.
Well, if they hit it to me, I got a good chance. If they hit it to my left or right, God bless them. So I would assume that like a lot of these pros that are coming in, then most of them probably haven't been out of the game too long, have they?
Yeah, you know, you've got such a wide variety of guys. Some of the guys are still in their 30s, but I'd say the majority of them are in their early to mid 40s.
Wow.
And you know, some of them have been in the game as late as 2014, and some have not. So it's going to be one of those things. It's more about celebrating the game, Doug, and allowing fans to, you know, see these guys again. And even for the players, for their wives and children who may, you know, their children may have been too young to truly appreciate, you know, what their fathers did on the field,
mm-hmm,
back in the day. And now those children who might have been 3, 4, and 5 back in their glory days are now, you know, 12, 13, and 14 and get to come out and see dad or play catch on the field with him one more time in a major league uniform.
Well, now this isn't the first time you've done it. This has been going on now for a couple of years, correct?
That's true. I got a phone call from Adam LaRoche a few springs ago, and he said he had an idea and he wanted to put this group of guys together to go play in the NBC World Series that's held each year in Wichita, Kansas.
I played in that, as a matter of fact.
I bet you did. I mean, it's amazing how many true great players went through that tournament from Satchel Paige on down the line. I mean, it's a tournament that's been going on for 84 years. And so we participated in that tournament with a group of guys for the last 2 years. And you know, we just had we felt like we had a higher calling to where we wanted to create our own tournament to where we could really support some of the charities in Kentucky And one of those charities that you're that's near and dear to your heart is USA Cares. Mm. And we've got some great ideas to really acknowledge, celebrate, and support those families and those heroes who go out and support us. So we feel like there's no better calling than our military and our veterans and their families to you know, to strap it back on one more time and go out there and do something good for everybody.
Well, now, how did Louisville get into the mix? I know you did it out in Wichita, and we feel very honored that you would bring it here to our state. But was there any particular reason that you came here or anybody that kind of encouraged you to bring this to Louisville, Kentucky?
Yeah, it's kind of a strange story, but Jerry and Stuart Katzoff, who are the predominant owners of the Bats now, I've had a long relationship with them since the early 2000s, and Stuart and I have become close friends over the years, and he's been trying to get me to do an event in Louisville for a long time, and so it's strange how God works sometimes, and with him owning the Bats and this being one of the most beautiful ballparks and one of the greatest baseball cities in the country, it just all the stars lined up, if you will. And I called Stuart and I said, you know what, I think I've got something that we can finally do together. And so we researched, his team, of course, researched from New York all the things we've done in the past in Kansas, and he got really excited about it. And then James Breeding, the president of the Bats, we started coordinating several months ago, and the guys were all excited. So the catalyst of all this is Stuart and Jerry Katzoff, the owners of the Bats, who really saw the vision and how this could be something really special for true baseball fans and people of all ages.
Cool. Hey, can you hang around with us just for a few more minutes? We want to take a little break here and then get into just a little bit more, then we'll let you go. How's that?
Okay, great.
We're listening to Big League Fishing, talking to Brent Hall here. More when we come back. We'll have a little fishing, but you know where my passion is, a little baseball, when we return on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
This is Boudreaux Mead from South Louisiana, and I'm teaching them boys from Big League Fishing everything I know, and hopefully they'll be right back.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top-quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store. And we're back with Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn waiting on Mr. Keith Munson to show up. He's done work too hard, Josh. We're going to have to get him another job so he can get off earlier.
I think so.
You know, so we're talking with my buddy Brent Hall, who has a fascinating program and event that's coming to Louisville, Kentucky in July. And if you, you'll hear more about it as we start progressing and getting closer. But the format really is intriguing, because I know a lot of our college kids here at the University of Kentucky are playing in those wooden bat leagues. And I would assume there will probably be a few that may be coming here to play. What kind of format, and how do, I know it's a kind of a round robin. Will they be playing games every night?
Yeah, Monday through Friday we'll be playing the round robin. And just to sort of touch on the area of baseball, we're very excited. We didn't want to do this type of tournament without inviting some of the local teams. So we're very, very excited to announce that we've got two teams from the Ohio Valley Summer League, which will be the DuBois County Bombers, which are a tremendous team out of Indiana. Uh-huh. We also have the Jasper Reds that are also out of Indiana. And then the Hoptown Hoppers will also be playing in the tournament.
Wow. So it'll have a little local flavor. So I would assume then, man, with that close, we're going to have some pretty good crowds up here at the ballpark.
Yeah, we really think so. We've also got, you know, one of the better teams out of Florida that'll be coming, a team out of Texas that'll be coming, a team from Colorado that'll be coming. So we've got teams from all over the country, Mississippi, from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. So we went all over the country to find great teams and you know, really give the fans a great show. So, yeah, there'll be games going on Monday through Friday in the round robin. Then we'll have the championship game on Saturday. And for all the fans out there listening, we've got a press conference that'll take place on Friday at 10 a.m., and we'll also have it broadcast live on Facebook. if people go to the Bluegrass World Series Facebook page,
all right,
they can watch it live.
Will we be announcing any of our team? Now, I know you're not going to stick me with a bad team, are you?
No, you're actually coaching our team.
I know that, so it'll be pretty decent, I got a feeling, huh?
Yeah, the great thing is we're actually going to, for all the fans out there, again, Friday at 10 a.m., we'll have the press conference where we'll announce the roster, and it'll be posted online, and people can see all the players that are going to be playing. So we've got that. All the local media here and media from around the state are actually going to be coming in. And I think, again, when you see this roster, and I'll reiterate that one point, 68 All-Star appearances,
wow,
20 World Series championships, 2 National Baseball Hall of Fame members. It's the cream of the crop. I mean, this roster is A-list, and, you know, the names are so recognizable. I wish I could name them today, but we got to keep the drama for the press conference.
I hear you.
But everybody, tickets will go on sale right after that press conference on Friday. There's sponsorship opportunities for people to come down and be sponsors for this event and participate in a lot of, you know, behind the curtain activities and, you know, really promote their business through these players and through the tournament. And, you know, if the crowds are indicative as they were, you know, in Kansas, you know, we had sellout standing room only crowds to come see some of these guys play.
Wow.
So, and every night's a special night. You know, we've got a couple of things. You know, I can pull back the curtain on one other thing is the Big Red Machine. We're going to be honoring the Big Red Machine.
Hello.
The final weekend. And that's going to be pretty cool. So every single night has a special theme and special opportunities for fans to really enjoy themselves. So there's a lot of added attraction outside of the game, too.
My producer is foaming at the mouth over here, and you start talking about these big leagues. What do you got, Josh?
Well, I just wanted to mention, you know, this show that we're recording right now is not going to air until Saturday or Sunday. That's after the press conference.
Oh, that's right. We will be. Yeah, the
reporter in me.
Oh, the reporter in you.
Is kind of foaming at the mouth.
So
right
you're
now.
Trying to get him to divulge a little something because we don't air till Saturday, actually.
Yeah, Saturday
so.
Or Sunday.
Oh. Well, you know what? I wouldn't want him to do that because I don't want to break any trust here. Plus, I know a few of the guys that are coming, and you know, I think a lot of our baseball fans that listen to our show, they're probably sitting here thinking, all right, who Hall of Famers that are still going to be able to play, let me go back a few years and just start naming off some guys, see who they can think of. So I think it's really exciting, Brent.
Well, I can definitely, you know, if the show, and it's completely confidential that we don't mention anything till it's broadcast, as long as it's after 10 a.m. on Friday, I think it would definitely
let's
not
go.
Be a bad thing.
Let's do it. Let's give them a little taste of what they're going to see because we will go on the air at 6 o'clock in the morning on Saturday and Sunday around the state of Kentucky. We're on about 11 different stations, and so let's give these people a little flavor of who you got coming in.
Okay, well, how do we roll this back? Do we start over?
No,
we'll
just keep going. We got a producer here that'll do it just perfectly.
Okay.
So let's give the people a little taste of some of the guys that are going to be donning that uniform and coming into Louisville in July.
Well, I think whenever you start talking about the headliners, and that's the most impressive thing is Chipper Jones is going to be inducted in the Baseball Hall of Fame on Sunday, July 29th. Chipper Jones is coming to Louisville, Kentucky that week after his enshrinement.
Wow.
And he's going to be playing on our team.
Wow.
We've got a special night that's going to be Wednesday, August 1st. It's called the Chipper Jones Hall of Fame game, where we've got 13 former Braves coming in that will be playing on the team that night.
Yeah.
And we're going to be celebrating the great career of Chipper Jones. I mean, he's an icon of entire baseball world, and especially in the Southeast.
That is that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, he's such a, you know, it's so much fun to watch him play and to be around him, and the fans will be, you know, in for a great treat. And I know that sounds like the greatest thing going on, but it's not. Can you believe it?
Do tell, my friend.
Well, thanks to this guy named Doug Flynn, he was able to reach out to, without question, the greatest catcher who has ever walked on this planet, Johnny Bench. And Johnny Bench will be in Louisville, Kentucky as part of the Stars coaching staff. And maybe we even get Johnny in there for an at-bat if he wants to.
But oh,
Johnny
my. Bench,
Johnny Bench will be in Louisville, Kentucky. Oh. And we're going to have another special night. Louisville salutes Johnny Bench on Friday, August 3rd, where we've got several members of the Big Red Machine that's going to be there. We're going to be showing video highlights of Johnny's Hall of Fame career and be able to celebrate just the incredible, you know, journey that he took through baseball and the legacy that he left behind. So we're so excited to have Johnny and you and Tom Browning and Ron to celebrate that evening with him and that weekend with him. And Erin Chamberlain from the Cincinnati, you know, Reds Hall of Fame. Uh-huh. She's been instrumental in this. So it's going to be a great weekend for Reds fans to come out and really relive those glory days of the Cincinnati Reds.
Man, and I tell you, Louisville people have been Reds fan. Of course, for years they had a little St. Louis baseball in them and some Boston baseball. And now with the Reds having the bats there, people are going to get a chance who have been following the Reds. They see some of the very best and brightest of up-and-coming big leaguers, and now they're going to see some of the very best to ever put on a uniform will be coming in there for a full week. A lot of activities are going to be planned around these ball games too, correct?
Yeah, we've got, you know, every single night is a theme night. As we mentioned on Wednesday night, the Louisville Stars will play Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in their pool play.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, Wednesday night again is the Chipper Jones night, August 1st, and then Friday, August 3rd is the Johnny Bench celebration night. Saturday will be the Big Red Machine night, and wow, we'll have fireworks for the championship game.
Wow.
So those are three very special nights. And if people go to bats.com, they can see all of the activities and all of the players and everyone that's coming in and the entire schedule of the tournament and all the special ways that they can be a part of it.
I am so pumped. You know that, though. And you and I are going to kick this thing off here a couple of days before all the press conference. And I can't wait. When I first heard about this idea, the first thing that hit me was, as a former player, it takes us a while to actually realize our career's over. So I went out and played 8 years of pro softball because I just couldn't shut it down. I would have loved for something like this to have been going on when I first got out of baseball. I know they tried the senior league some, but to be able to get together with guys that you've played with and against and then put the uniform on and continue to do this, I can't imagine that anything will be more exciting, not only for the fans, but especially for some of our pros that are going to get a chance to continue to go out there, and the dream goes on.
It does. And, I mean, when you look at this star-studded roster, besides Johnny and Chipper coming in, you've got guys like David Ross who, you know, helped the Cubs in there. 100-year-plus, you know, World Series drought. You've got Tim Hudson coming in. J.D. Drew will be here.
Wow.
Josh Beckett's coming. Roy Oswalt. The great Johnny Damon will be here. Andrew Jones. Jonathan Papelbon. Joe Nathan. Brad Penny. Ben Sheets. Heath Bell. I mean, it goes on and on and on, the great players. And one guy that we had to bring in, there's 35 total players coming in, but one of the fan favorites in Louisville is the great Corky Miller.
Yeah.
Corky Miller is the only player to have his number retired by the bats, and Corky will be one of our catchers.
He's the best. He's out of spring training, I imagine, right now. He's working with the Reds, and he's just one of my all-time favorite people. He really helps us with our fantasy camp. So
yeah, he's remarkable. And another great Red, Aaron Harang, will be there.
Oh, yeah.
And it goes on and on. Jeff Francoeur, Kelly Johnson, Javi Lopez, Brandon Inge,
good
Joe
night.
Bimel, Brett Tomko, another great Reds pitcher will be here.
Well, you know what? I got a feeling. I've already come up with my managing or coaching strategy, and it will be the one that I think Tony Perez and Johnny and those guys told Sparky. Said, Sparky, just get out of the way, and we'll win this thing for you.
That's right. That's the way we like it. You know, that's the toughest part. I tell you, you guys are going to have the toughest job writing that lineup every night with all these players to choose from. You can only put 9 out there at a time.
Oh.
But we've got 35 super guys and their families. And more important than their baseball abilities, they're just special people. I mean, They come in, you know, there's no appearance fee. They're coming in on their own dime to support baseball and the fans again, you know, and that's the most beautiful thing about it is They're coming in for the true essence of baseball.
And USA Cares, too, buddy. I
tell you, USA Cares.
I can't thank you enough. I look forward to seeing you this weekend. And you're the best, man. God bless you, my friend. I will see you soon, and I can't wait to get it started.
Thank you guys very much. I appreciate it.
All right, Brent. I'll see you in a couple of days. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, buddy. Take care. We'll be back with more Big League Fishing in just a moment. Hey, everybody. This is Doug Flynn, Keith Munson, you know, the famous radio guys from Big League Fishing.
Very famous.
And we just want to tell you about friends of ours over at Sportsman's Warehouse, because we are addicted to the outdoors, and we're also addicted to fishing and camping. And, I mean, everything we
need. They have everything you need.
Fishing poles, they got them?
They got them.
What about baits?
They got them.
Hey, Josh, what about camping equipment?
They've got all the camping equipment you could ever need.
So everything you would ever want to fulfill your outdoor needs, go to Sportsman's Warehouse, because not only will they put you in the right equipment, they'll put you in the right clothes to do it too. How about that?
And they got candy by the cash register.
Yes, they do. You heard it right here first. Sportsman's Warehouse. Tell them that Doug and Keith and Josh said to come on by.
Hey, folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed.
So if we happen to miss you on the radio, we'll catch you on the water. So for Doug and Keith and Josh, Big League Fishing.
And if we can't catch you on the water, you can catch us on the podcast app on Apple iPhones or on Google Play. You can just subscribe to us there. Just search Big League Fishing on either of those apps, and we'll pop up, and you can subscribe to us and give us reviews. We always like reviews. 5 stars, of course.
5 stars.
We have made it to the big time.
We are podcasters.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub, or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest, and we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Big League Fishing. We deviated a little bit with the show. Josh and I are sitting in here, and hey, Josh, yeah. You heard some of those names. What do you think?
I'm pretty excited. That's going to be a lot of fun, especially Chipper Jones, fresh off of what's happening with him this summer.
Yeah, going to the Hall of Fame, and then now going to be good night. I'm going to have some tough decisions to make on who I'm going to play.
Absolutely.
But we got a great name. I mean, amazing 60-something World Series. And then you hear all of the other stuff. Golly.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Couple Hall of Famers.
All-Stars.
Yeah, 60-something All-Stars. That's what it was. Man, that's good. Well, my buddy Munson, we're going to call him in just a minute. But before we get to that, Josh, when I walked in here today, you got this big old bag that looks like it weighs 100 pounds.
It doesn't, though. That's the beauty of it.
Oh, so you're going camping this weekend.
Yeah.
Talk to me. What do y'all you got in that bag? You got your car in there?
No, but it only weighs probably about 31 to 33 pounds.
Seriously?
Yeah, I can curl it with one arm easy.
And it's got your hammock. Well, you're a big guy, though. You got your hammock in there?
I've got my hammock in there. I've got a list of everything I've got in there.
All right, talk to me.
I have a rain fly, a lower tarp, plenty of feet of line, a hammock straps, posts to hold down the tarps, pots, bowls, one utensil, a camp stove, camp fuel for the stove, water purifier, headlamp, spare battery charger for phone, JBL charge, Of course, you got to bring that. Wet wipes, all my food, all of my dog's food.
Why are you bringing your JBL charger?
Because I got to listen to music.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
I know. And is there a ball game going? You'll be watching the game,
too.
Yeah,
I'll definitely be watching that. That's going to be a lot of fun. sleeping bag, spare clothes and socks, two towels, toilet paper, toothbrush, toothpaste, Tums, ibuprofen, Tylenol, and antihistamine if I need it.
Wow. So where are you headed to? Going to the gorge?
Yeah, going to the gorge. Going to probably hike along Oxier Ridge Line and go all the way to Two Arches.
Is this your solo trip?
Yep.
And the weather is?
Going to be raining the whole time, pretty much.
Oh, my goodness.
So it should be fun.
But you can get out of that, right?
Yeah. I can. I've got a rain cover for my backpack.
Yeah.
And then I've also got that rain fly that's going to go over top of me, and then the tarp that's at the bottom is going to be at the base. So what I do is I put up my rain fly first. It's big enough to cover plenty of space. Put that up first, then I put my hammock up underneath of it, then I put the tarp on the ground, and that way I have a like dry spot to actually, you know, take off my shoes and stuff, and I don't have to get everything muddy.
Man, oh man.
It's a fancy
camp.
How
long does it take you to pack all that?
I did it earlier in about 40 minutes.
So I bet, though, when you come home after a camping trip, you lay it all out where you really don't have to go too far to find it. You know exactly where it is, right?
Absolutely. And, like, when I'm on the trail and I'm putting it back up, it only takes, like, about 20 minutes because I've figured out where everything goes. I think, honestly, this is the best pack I've ever done.
Wow.
It is.
Well, be careful and have fun.
Yes. I'm excited.
I don't want to go find another producer.
You shouldn't have to.
That's outstanding, buddy. So he's going to go camping. Munson and I did go fishing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We'll let him talk about it. To be truthful, we went to Dale Hollow.
I've never known you to be such.
60, yeah, well, I'm making an exception today. 67 degrees when we put the boat in the water on Friday.
Uh-huh.
3 hours later, we got off the lake. The temperature was 43.
Wow.
And dropping, and we decided to put the boat on the trailer because the wind was blowing sideways. The rain was coming down. You could see bits and pieces of, looked like it was trying to snow. But, man, it's some of the toughest conditions that we can both remember in a long time.
I couldn't imagine trying to keep going in that.
Yeah, but you would. If you were camping, you'd do it, right?
Yeah.
So, all right, tell us, you got district basketball.
Yep, district basketball going on right now. By the time that this airs, though, it'll be over. And we'll be into regionals, and regionals is all this coming week, and that should be a blast to cover. I mean, Region 11 is always kind of a toss-up in the air, but really this year the favorite is
Scott County.
All
right.
And then there is also Madison.
LCA. What about LCA?
LCA, and then as well as Madison Central, yeah.
So Catholic's out of it now, right?
Yep.
They got beat by LCA 1 point. Did you do the game?
I did not get to do that game.
So tonight you have a couple. Who you got?
I have Frederick Douglass taking on Scott County. That's the later game, and the earlier game is Bryant Station and Henry Clay. That should be a fun one.
Yeah. So this will be, and then the finals of the district will be
Friday for both districts. So last night, technically.
Where are you playing your ball games?
One set is at Frederick Douglass. That's
how is
Region
that?
42.
How's that new gym?
Or I mean, District 42. That gym's pretty awesome. They just put up a new video screen up in the corner, so that's pretty cool. It's big. I mean, it looks great. And then the others are at LCA.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That's 43rd District.
So LCA pretty tough.
Yeah, definitely this year.
Yeah, they got some size, don't they?
Yeah, and, you know, it all comes back to having Kyle Rode. He's just an absolute commander of that team, and he does a great job. And then you've got quite a few other kids, Carter Hendrickson as well, that step up and really fill the roles that they need to. And Hendrickson is a senior, and he really has a great leadership role. And when you get those two guys going at the same time, they can do some incredible things.
Yeah, and then you got, of course, I know Central, the Fieldhouse, has done such a good job over there. Every year they seem to put something together.
Absolutely. I mean, it's going to be a ton of fun to see this going.
And I tell you what, I love it. There's something about it. But guess what? This year at the state tournament, which I've already bought my tickets. I buy them every year because I love the high school state tournament.
I think
they do such a great job. But I'll be out broadcasting some Reds games. Dadgummit.
I've got my passes ready, so I'll be over at Rupp Arena and I'll be taking it in.
Will you be working it at all or just?
No. Just going and seeing it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Mr. Munson has called and he is on his way back to the big city of Bergen. We're going to give him a call and I'm going to ask him why he even thought about taking us fishing on a day when the weather was brutal. We hope you're having a good morning. We'll be back with more Big League Fishing here in just a minute on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
This is Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Bradley Roy, and I'm listening to my favorite fishing network. I learned everything from this show with Keith and Doug, and they'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top-quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, welcome back to Big League Fishing. I want to thank Brent Hall for being our guest. And, of course, we want to wish Josh the best as he takes off and embarks on a solo camping trip this week. And we have on the line with us the greatest fisherman in the whole world, Keith Munson.
That's what I tell myself.
You are, man. You're a great fisherman. But your judgment on weather conditions leaves something to be desired.
I can agree with that.
Explain to people what we tried to fish in last Friday.
A monsoon, and the temperatures went from, 70 to 43 in about an hour and a half. It was 25 miles an hour.
Other than that, how was it?
It was fine. It was fun.
Yeah, we got up early, got the boat ready. We put it in the water. It was calm. 67, 70 degrees, nice. That didn't last very long.
It hit quick, didn't it? I mean, just
wow.
All at once, it just hit it.
I know. And then we had to come back and take the wrath of our wives. Both of them telling us, well, we told you it was going to be bad. Well, we was going fishing. All right, tell me.
We knew that was coming either way.
Has anybody been catching any fish?
Yes, sir, they are biting. That's what I was going to tell you. I've had some good reports this week of some big fish.
Where?
I would think, if it were me and I was just going fun fishing, I think I would pick Cedar Creek right now. It is giving up some giants.
Seriously?
Yes, seriously. A friend of mine yesterday went and caught five pounders. Said he had three or four that was 4 pound or better, and he said he didn't know how many 2 to 3 pounders he had. So they are biting.
Whoa.
And I've heard some good reports on Lake Cumberland, some nice fish caught. Dale Hollow, believe it or not, a guy went down there first of this week and had a nice limit of fish. Caught them all on jigs and jerk baits. So it's that time that
I don't believe that.
I wish we were there.
I don't believe that at Dale Hollow.
Yeah. He said the water temperature was 53 degrees, so the rains we had brought it on up because it was 46 and 47 when we were there. So it's just gotten good overnight.
Well, when are you going again? Are you not going this weekend because you and I got a function going on tonight?
No, I'm not going this weekend because you and I are speaking at Carpenter's Church in Harrisburg, but I'm going to, I've got a BFL next weekend, and if it gets rained out anymore this week, I'm going to try to go, but we worked in the rain today, so that's the reason I'm not with you guys.
Wow. Well, it's nasty, and it's been off and on with this kind of weather, but rain coming in, probably going to do some stuff to the water. Are any of the lakes just really pulling them very hard right now?
Yeah, they're pulling Lake Cumberland really hard, but it's still coming up with all the rain that happened. I think they're still expecting like 4 or 5 inches this weekend across most of the state. So it's gonna affect the fishing. But the good thing is it's a warm rain with warm temperatures, so the fish should come up with it, get in the run ins. If I was fishing Cumberland or Dale Hollow, I would probably, or even Harrington, any of the lakes that's got the little run ins, because that water's gonna bring in night crawlers and bugs and stuff. And the fishing should be good.
Water be a little bit clearer.
Pardon me?
Will the water be a little bit clearer?
It can be. Wait till all the rain quits, and then a day or two after this rain quits and starts running in clear, that's when you want to get there. Hit the back of your creeks, the back of your pockets, and hit the current water, and gosh, they should bite.
Well, and we're not going. Are you going? You got to work Friday, too?
If I don't get rained out, I will. I mean, if I get rained out, I will. If I don't, I won't. So I'll have to. It's one of those things. I'm playing at Bay here right now.
I got you.
I'm gonna go if I get a chance.
I got you. Well, I know you're heading home. Have you got to the Double Diamond crossover yet?
Yes, I just crossed the beautiful Double Diamond crossover. What's hardly a car in sight.
Yeah.
In this rain, you know, the weather, the driving is perfect. Nobody's texting while they're driving. Everything's good.
I think you need to do a grumpy old man gripe for tonight.
What's that, man?
You need to do our grumpy old man gripe.
When the light turns green, that means you can go. So give the car gas and go.
Are you saying our folks don't do that up here?
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I know we don't have the best connection. You must be in a fog.
Don't.
It's because you've got all that. Well, I don't know what it is, but. When the people around here, when the weather gets anywhere halfway bad, it is the best to build a fire and stay inside and watch TV.
I agree. And we can watch the Cats because they're playing pretty good now. So if it's raining this weekend, make sure you watch the Cats because I think I thought the night game of the night against Arkansas was outstanding.
Did you watch it all?
I watched every minute of it.
He saw a little something that we haven't seen. There was... I tell you, I love Vanderbilt. Makes these guys get excited, doesn't he?
He does. And when they play hard like that, that'll make up for a lot of mistakes when you play at full throttle. But they look good. They were fun to watch the other night. I thought it was a very enjoyable game.
The games they've won this year and they've looked the best are games they've got it and just got up and down the floor. Teams that pull it out and make them get in their half-court defense or their half-court offense, that's the ones they seem to struggle with.
I agree with you.
I tell them to get it and go. West Virginia?
And I think they're better off getting it up and down the floor just as quick as they can. I think, you know, they're so athletic, they create so much stuff. We're good coaches sitting on the couch.
They remind me of that Bergen team you had a few years ago.
Yeah, well, including the basket. The team I had was the hardest team to get motivated. I don't know what it was. You saw that firsthand.
Oh my gosh!
But they averaged 70 points a game, and I think there was 11 or 12 games I counted that year that we scored under 20 points the first half. So we come back. You know, I don't know what to do to motivate these kids.
They were kind of slow out of the gate. It reminds me a lot. That team reminds me a lot of this UK team. They just don't get out of the gate very good.
Yeah. Just I don't know if they just looked prepared or I don't know what the deal was.
Coaching.
Yeah.
All right, well, look, we be careful driving home. We're going to wrap up the show here in a little bit, but be careful on the way home, and I'll talk to you sometime here in the next couple of days.
Sounds Sounds good, buddy. We got lots of bear and snake and possum and stuff you'd eat this weekend.
All right, tell everybody where we're going to be and what time.
We will be at the Carpenters Christian Church in the gym back behind the church there off 127 Bypass in Harrisburg. We got an outstanding speaker going to be there. I introduced you. I had to say it in church Sunday, and I said you was a baseball Gold Glover, big red machine, all your accomplishments. I said, but he's best known for Big League Fishing co-host.
That's right. And I heard the preacher told everybody that one of the problems with society now was the stuff they watch on TV and listen to on the radio. And he said, our show was one of the reasons why this generation was not going to do very well.
I think you had his peg.
I know. All right, bud. Well, I'll see you this weekend then, and be safe getting home.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Right.
Have a good week.
All right, you too. Thanks, pal.
That's
my co-host, Mr. Keith Munson, who's riding down the road. Loves driving. I don't want to get him too distracted here because he struggles in this town, Josh.
I mean, I think we all do, honestly. It's pretty bad.
You live out here kind of away from all the traffic, except, I mean, where your immediate studio is. But as we start moving towards town, it doesn't get any better.
Right. And, you know, but I will say this. I was over at Hamburg the other day, and I was like, I would take this any day over Nicholasville Road.
Oh, yeah, that's tough. That and Harrisburg Road and
yeah.
Sales Road.
And I mean, Hamburg gets pretty backed up around usually around the, you know, 4 o'clock hour, but it's still nowhere near as bad. It moves pretty well.
You know, it's in when the whole course of things, when you look at it, you know what it teaches me when I see all this is, Douglas, you just need to slow down a little bit.
Patience.
Slow down. You're not in that big a hurry. And so just enjoy it while you can. And you don't realize that until you go through something. So we got a little surgery for my lovely wife coming up this week. So we're going to try to slow down, and I'm not going to gripe and moan as much. We're just concentrating on her surgery right now.
That's why you were giving Keith the old man gripe, right?
That's exactly right. See, because I didn't even look for a gripe this week. I've been trying to find the very best in everything. Is that a good philosophy?
I think it is. You know, I mean, that's what I'm trying to do with this camping trip. It's going to be raining pretty much the whole time, but I'm excited to test my skills as a rain camper. So, you know, I mean, it's supposed to be thundering and storming at least during Saturday, so that should be fun.
And you like that, huh?
I'm interested to see how it's going to go.
Lightning, too?
Yeah.
It won't lightning with this kind of, will it?
Yeah, it's supposed to be in the 70s.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so it should be interesting.
Well, you be safe and have a good time. And, hey, folks, get out and try to do some fishing. Keith's right. The warm rains are bringing the water in here now, so it's kind of warming up the lakes a little. If somebody's found 50-degree water, that's the first time I've heard that. Because when we were down just a week ago, it was 46 and 47, and now he's hearing over 50 degrees. When it starts getting 50 and a little bit higher, these fish are going to get excited. And a lot of people are catching some nice fish on all the different lakes around here. You don't have to worry about having enough water in there, and there's some good water you can go fishing about all of them. I think he's got a good tip. Try to find up some run-ins where the water's coming in. Go up, throw you a jig or something. He had a buddy show me two pictures of two big largemouth that he caught the other day, and I thought I think he was at Dale, but no, he might have been at Cumberland.
Speaking of tips, I came up with my own camping tip today.
Let's hear it.
I think it's pretty awesome. As a dad, I have these, like, you know, all these baby utensils laying around and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're brightly colored, and a lot of them, you know, are kind of like sporks sort of things,
uh-huh.
You know, where they're like a fork and a spoon.
Yeah.
That's my utensil that I'm taking to camping.
You're taking your son's utensils.
Yeah, it's a baby utensil. I'm just using one of his. It's a, like, spork thing. It's brightly colored, so I won't lose it. I mean, I thought it was perfect, and it's lightweight. It doesn't, you know, it's not steel or anything, so it just sits right there, and it's small enough to where it can be compacted down and actually, you know, sit in the bowl and everything. So
that's a pretty good idea.
It's pretty clever.
That is a very clever. So your S&S tire, did you know,
yeah.
Tip of the week, is steal stuff from your kids.
And the thing is if you go and you're trying to buy, like, camping utensils, it costs more than baby utensils.
Aha.
So there's a little, you know, cheap get around right there.
Well, let me know how that works for you this weekend, all right?
I'm going to.
Are you
going to
keep a little running diary or anything like that?
I'll be taking a bunch of pictures. I know that, so
all
it should
right.
be
well,
fun.
Well, take some so we can put them on Facebook.
All
Big
right,
League
we'll
Fishing
do.
Facebook page. And, folks, we've about run out of time here. Hope you enjoyed our guest, Brent Hall. We thank him. We'll have more information on the baseball. We'll have more information on fishing. We'll have more information on just about everything and anything you may want to know. So if we happen to miss you on the radio today, by golly, we'll catch you somewhere on the water. For Doug, Josh, and Keith, you've been listening to Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network. Hey folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed. So if we happen to miss you on the radio, we'll catch you on the water. So for Doug and Keith and Josh, Big League Fishing.
And if we can't catch you on the water, you can catch us on the podcast app on Apple iPhones or on Google Play. You can just subscribe to us there. Just search Big League Fishing on either of those apps and we'll pop up and you can subscribe to us and give us reviews. We always like reviews. 5 stars, of course.
5 stars. We have made it to the big time.
We are podcasters.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.